Oh, what a beautiful evening. Oh, what a beautiful day. Ha ha. This is my pondle and it's got water in it. But isn't it interesting that there's different kinds of water? You can have hard water, ice. You can have liquid water, water. You can have steam, which is evaporating water. They're all the same, but they're all water. And the reason I'm sharing that with such passion and enthusiasm is every single day somebody says something to me about fat, belly fat, arm fat, bum fat, visceral fat, fat around your organs. And yes, there are different kinds of fat, but they're all fat. So the fat that sits on the back of your bum or on your bum versus the fat that sits around your organs versus the fat that sits on your cheeks, it's all fat. Are some fats more dangerous than others? And here's an interesting one. Because subcutaneous fat, the fat that sits between your muscle and your skin, technically not that dangerous. Nobody's ever died of subcutaneous fat. Oh, the fat on my arms has killed me, or the fat on my bum has killed me. But emotionally it might, because people who don't like subcutaneous fat might be mentally unwell, they might be not liking themselves when they look in the mirror, they get angry about it, they get emotional about it, they do all sorts of weird stuff to get rid of it, so it affects their life, so it could be very dangerous. Visceral fat, the fat that sits around our organs, that is technically very dangerous, because if your organs are getting squished because your fat cells are filling up and squishing your organs, that means your organs don't work effectively. So that stuff here, and there's a really interesting take note there, if you've got a waist measurement of more than 100 centimetres, it puts you in a higher risk category for coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, all the diseases that kill us from inactivity, and that has a lot to do with visceral fat, the fat around your organs. But as you'll know, there's lots of different programs now for how to burn belly fat, how to burn different kinds of fat. We talk about brown fat versus white fat, subcutaneous fat, visceral fat, all different kinds of fat. But ultimately, rather than focusing on the problem, focusing on the thing, why don't we just get rid of all the fat that we don't want? We need some, of course, because if you have no fat between your skin and your muscle, you'll be very cold in the winter. You've got to support your internal organs, and that's why there's fat in there, so that they are supported. If you didn't have fat, your connections with your central nervous system wouldn't work effectively, and your hair would fall out, and you'd have really dry skin. So we obviously need to have fat. But if you've got too much and it's affecting your mental health because you don't like the way you look in the mirror, or you've got too much visceral fat, belly fat, so it's affecting your health so you could die, then let's do something about it. But the beautiful thing is, if you're really fit and if you're really strong, if you're as fit as you can possibly be, your body is now a machine that burns fat before it can even go into the fat cell, whether the fat cell's around your organs or on the back of your arm or on your ass. If it doesn't get in there, it can't hurt you. So it can't keep you mentally unwell or physically unwell because it doesn't even go in there in the first place. Now, a really fit body burns fat much faster than an unfit body. It's got a faster metabolism. The other beautiful thing is, if you want to be really fit, you have to be strong, because you can't get tough to go really hard, because that's the only way to get fit, put your body under 100% effort so your cardiovascular and respiratory system gets really fit. But you can't do that if you're weak. So you've got to have strong muscles. Now, the beautiful thing about strong muscles, so that you can go and get puffed and do all the things that you want to do at high intensity so you can turn your body into a fat-burning machine. But the muscle itself is a fat-burning machine. The engine of your body, and I love to use this analogy, if you've got a small car versus a big car, if you've got a tiny little four-cylinder engine, or even a lawnmower engine for that matter, because you can drive some lawnmowers around, versus a V8 engine in the car or the machine, and they both go exactly the same distance, one of those is going to burn energy a hell of a lot faster. So if you've got good amount of muscle, you maintain the muscle you've been given and or replace the muscle that you've lost, and that usually goes for women, because as we get older, a lot of women, because they're scared of strength training, they're scared of being strong, they're scared of lifting heavy because they don't want big muscles, they end up losing their muscle and they end up with a very slow metabolism that burns fat very slowly, so they end up with fat on their bum, fat on the back of their arm, fat on their hips, and really bad after menopause, fat around your internal organs. That happens to women after menopause. And that's because we lose our muscle tissue and our metabolism slows down. So keep your muscle, keep your engine, so that you've got a fast metabolism. Doesn't that sound awesome? I get really excited about that. So the only way to maintain muscle, of course, is to overload your muscles. And you don't have to do it for very long. You don't have to do it every day. Once a week's probably plenty, because if you overload your muscles, they have to recover. Every time you lift something heavy, you put tiny micro tears in the muscle that has to recover. It has to rejuvenate and regenerate and has to supercompensate. So that takes time. And the heavier you lift and the harder you lift, the longer that time takes. So twice, technically once a week's plenty. If you lift something really heavy, use every single muscle, bone, ligament, tendon, joint in your body. You'll be really strong. You'll have a fast metabolism. You'll be able to burn calories really fast, because the more muscle you have, the more calories your body needs to survive. It's the engine of the body. Who wants a V8 engine when, or rephrase, I want a V8 engine. I don't want a four-cylinder engine, but I would rather a turbocharged jet engine rather than a V8 engine. So I'm doing something every single day, headspace, to be really fit, and at least once a week, most twice a week, but usually only once a week, lift something really heavy to make sure I've got strong muscles. Because I don't want any fat in my fat cell except the stuff that's going to keep me alive and keep me warm. I don't want excess on my ass either. I don't want excess on the back of my arms. I don't want any visceral fat around except to support my internal organs, because I don't want fat to make me unhealthy. So rather than, well, is it brown fat or is it white fat or is it subcutaneous fat or is it visceral fat or is it belly fat, how about fat is fat, let's burn it before it gets into the cell, so it can't affect our headspace and it can't affect our health. Wouldn't that be a good idea? So you can actually live life to the max. Wouldn't that be great? Super duper doo. How are you? Living my life to the max. And check out the moon. Look at that. That's just beautiful.